Good morning.
大家早.
I want to just open up in a word of prayer before I begin.
一起来祷告.
Father God, I just ask that you will be with us and you will speak to us, and that whatever's going on in our lives, we could always turn to you, God, and help us to hear your voice. And thank you, God. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
A 19-year-old, Aldi Long, is catching fish on a floating hut until strong winds snapped the rope that secured the hut.
有一个人呢，19岁，他名字叫 Alda， 他是在海上面的一个小草房里头呢，他是在海上钓鱼。
Thrusting the hut into the endless open ocean, leaving him stranded for 49 days.
后来呢，绑着房小草房的绳子断了，所以他就在海上漂流了49天。
He had some food and supplies, but quickly ran out, causing him to catch fish and filter ocean water with a shirt.
所以呢，他虽然有一点点食物，一点点补给品啊，但是很快就用完了。所以呢，他就在海上抓鱼，然后呢，用他的衬衣呢来过滤水，就可以喝点水。
Although it may seem as if he were all alone for 49 days in the lost seas, he was not.
所以看起来可能是49天他是孤独一个人在海上啊，但是事实上他不是说他自己一个人而已。
He had sharks to keep him company as they circled around his wooden hut, he says.
所以呢，他觉得那个在海里头呢，有那个鲨鱼在他的小草房旁边游来游去，就是他的同伴。
Lost at sea, he actually had a Bible where he read daily.
所以呢，虽然他在海上漂流，但是他正好手上有本圣经，他每天都可以念经文。
Aldi mentioned that more than 10 ships passed, but none stopped.
Aldi 呢就说，虽然他在海上漂流的时候，有十个船呢经过他，但是都没有人停。
And after more than 6 weeks, a ship stopped and tried to get near the hut.
六个礼拜以后呢，有一个船就停了，想要靠近他，搭救他。
The heavy winds made it extremely difficult, so Aldi jumped into the ocean and swam towards the large ship.
但是风很大，所以呢，就大船靠不近他，他就跳到海里头游到那个船上。
There he was finally pulled up and rescued.
所以呢，他就被搭救了。
I can't imagine what it would be like to be lost in the ocean.
我不能想象哦，在海里迷失是什么样子。
What sort of thoughts and emotions?
你那个脑筋里头会经过什么样的思想呢？
What happens when we become lost?
当我们走失的时候是什么状况？
I think sometimes even we can be lost in our spiritual lives.
我觉得我们在我们的属灵路上呢，也会有迷失的时候。
We may feel as if we were let down, or even were we the ones that might have let God down.
所以呢，我们就觉得好像神让我们失望了，我们也让神失望了。
Whatever the reason, when we are lost, we are desperate to be found.
不管怎么样，当你迷失的时候，你就很希望被找到。
I want to take us to a story in the Bible about Jesus' disciples.
我要讲一个圣经里面的耶稣那个门徒的故事。
This is in John 21, the last chapter of the Gospel.
就在约翰福音第21章。
This is after Jesus had resurrected.
这时候耶稣已经复活了。
This is after he had already met with his disciples and revealed himself to other followers.
这个时候他已经也跟那些门徒见过面，也把自己的身份给公开了。
He met with people that didn't believe in him and the resurrection.
所以也有些人那时候不相信说他会复活的人也在其中。
I would have loved to be in the room where with those who did not believe in Jesus' resurrections to see the look on their faces.
我就很想说，我也希望我是在那个房间看到耶稣的那一个人，然后看看那些不相信耶稣复活的人脸上的表情是什么样子。
I can imagine Jesus appearing to them and giving them that look that I told you so look.
有可能耶稣会跟他们讲说，看吧，我已经早就告诉你们了。
Like, you know, when you have an argument with someone and they finally realize that you were right?
就是好像你在跟人家争执的时候，突然呢，对方就觉得说，哦，你是对的。
You give them that, I told you so look.
你就跟他讲说，看吧，我早就告诉你的。
My wife gives that look to me all the time. I'm always wrong.
我太太常常给我那样的脸色。
She's always saying, I'm not going to say I told you so, but I told you so.
我太太常说，看吧，我告诉你了，我是不想这样讲，但是我已经早就告诉你了。
Before this, however, there were some unresolved encounters that happened between Jesus and Peter.
在这个之前呢，有一些有那个耶稣跟彼得他们中间有一些没有了结的事情。
Right before Jesus was betrayed and crucified, Peter denied Jesus three times.
就在耶稣被出卖跟这个受刑的之前呢，那个彼得三次不认主。
Peter was one of the closest disciples of Jesus, sharing meals together, fellowshipping, growing, and doing everything with Jesus.
所以彼得呢是耶稣身边一个很亲密的一个门徒哈。跟 他一起吃饭啊，一起一起这个做团契相交，一起成长，每天都在一起。
They grew to be close friends and spent almost every waking hour together.
所以呢，他们几乎是时时刻刻都是在一起的。
Before Jesus tells Peter, "I'm going to be arrested, and all will forsake me."
所以耶稣跟彼得讲了说，我会被逮捕，然后你们都会不认我。
Peter, in his haste, says to Jesus, "I will never deny you."
那个彼得呢，就在很仓促之间就说，我绝对不会不认你的。
And Jesus says, "You will deny me three times."
耶稣就告诉他说，你会三次不认我。
So there has to be some awkward tension between Jesus and Peter when Jesus appeared to them after the resurrection.
所以呢，在耶稣复活以后呢，可能彼得跟耶稣之间可能会不会是有点尴尬的样子。
They haven't been confronted yet.
他们还没有面对面过。
There's that weird feeling when you are at a gathering, a party, and there's something unresolved between two people.
就好像你去参加一个party 的时候，可能两个人之间有一些矛盾，大家看了就觉得好像很奇怪。
Everybody has heard what happened, and that person has talked with his or her friends about what happened.
所以呢，大家可能也听到了这些事情，然后又有些人就把这个话也传，把这个事件也传开了。
People know both sides of the story, and they're not sure what who to believe or what side to take.
所以他们听到这个故事也不晓得应该是相信谁呢
Maybe you felt something like this happened in your guys' lives.
可能这种事情也在你的生活当中发生过
And everybody knows that this moment is about to happen and that when two people finally get together.
所以呢大家都知道说当这个两个人碰面的时候一定会有一些事情
And I can picture that moment when Jesus first walks into the room where all the people are gathered. People are and his buddies are in the corner trying not to make eye contact.
我们就可以想象这个情况哈，耶稣走进这个房间的时候呢，彼得跟他的哥儿们呢就在角落上，然后呢，他们就尽量避免眼睛对视。
And Jesus, of course, isn't all at all focused on Peter.
但是耶稣呢，就是专注在彼得身上。
He's saying hi to everybody. Everybody's happy and celebrating.
他就跟每个人打招呼，每个人都很高兴在庆祝。
And Peter knows the moment of conflict is about to collide and explode.
彼得呢，知道这一个时刻就来到了。
He's probably thinking in his mind, how will Jesus react to what I did?
彼得可能心里在想说，到底耶稣会对我做的事情有什么反应呢？
Perhaps Peter is hoping that Jesus never found out about it.
可能彼得心里想，可能耶稣不知道他做的事情。
Maybe Jesus doesn't know, and I'll pretend that everything is okay.
可能耶稣不知道，我就假装没有发生过。
But that tension that everyone can feel that you know he knows.
但是呢，那么紧张的气氛之下，大家都心里清楚明白，知道说发生了什么事。
How could Jesus not know? He predicted it. Everything that Jesus has ever said has come true.
所以耶稣怎么会不知道呢？他都已经预言到会发生的事情了，然后全部都成真。
How then will Jesus confront Peter?
那耶稣要怎么样来对质彼得呢？
Peter must be on edge of his seat. How will Jesus, the Lord, confront me?
所以呢，彼得一定非常紧张哦。他想，耶稣到底要怎么样来质问他
？The thoughts that Peter must be going through in his head.
所以可以想象说，彼得到时候心里在想些什么
？What will he do to me?
他会对我做什么
？I still want to be friends, but I did something to him. Hopefully, he doesn't know what I did.
所以我很想跟他再做朋友，但是我对他所做的事情，希望他不会知道。
So now we come to that moment in chapter 21.
所以就在二十一章的时候就发生了这个事件。
Jesus has still not confronted Peter. How will he do it?
这个时候耶稣还是没有来质问彼得。
If it were me, I'd rehearse the confrontation over and over again.
如果是我的话，我就会脑袋里说不行的，在预演的到底会发生什么事情。
Play it just right in my head to make sure that delivery is at the best maximum level.
所以我一定想说，到时候我一定要用最厉害的、最严厉的这个语气态度来对待。
And just let Peter have it.
就让彼得羞愧懊恼。
But what does Jesus do?
但是耶稣怎么做呢
？Verse 1, chapter 21.
二十一章第一节。
After Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee, it happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and the two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered.
第一节，这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现，他怎样显现记在下面。有西门彼得和称为迪士马的多马，并加利利的迦拿人拿但业，还有西庇太的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。西门彼得对他们说：“我打鱼去。”他们说：“我们也和你同去。”他们就出去上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。
He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of a large number of fish. Then the disciples whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed him in the boat, towing the net full of fish. For they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”他们说：“没有。”耶稣说：“你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。”他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来，因为鱼甚多。耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。” 那时，西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。其余的门徒就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。他们上岸了，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼有饼。耶稣说：“把刚刚打的鱼拿几条来。” This
is the first time the disciples had gone back fishing since they were called from the very beginning.
这是他们被耶稣呼召以后，第一次又回到老行业去打鱼。
Being a fisherman was their career.
那个渔夫呢，就是他们的这个事业。This
is a career they fell back on when they could not be what every Jewish boy hoped to be.
这就是他们的专业，就在他们呢不能够成为犹太人呢都期望他们的小孩子所去做的那个职业。In
the Jewish community, it was a dream and path for all to one day become a rabbi.
在犹太人的这个社区里面呢，大家的梦想都是希望小孩子有一天可以成为拉比。As
a boy, you'd constantly hear from your mom, "Stephen and Thomas are such great boys who worked hard. Why can't you be more like them?"
就好像是说，那个妈妈都一天到晚讲说，你看隔壁的这个 Stephen 跟 Thomas， 他们多努力、多用功，你为什么不可以像他们一样呢？
To be a rabbi came with prestige, status, and power and wealth.
做那个犹太的拉比呢，是有名誉、声望跟权势的。You
were looked upon with great respect everywhere you go.
所以你到哪里都受到人的尊敬。The
parents looked proud of their sons who became rabbis.
所以父母亲呢，也会认为儿子成为拉比非常的骄傲。The
other parents will look and say, "That's what you will become one day."
所以其他的父母亲呢，就说有一天你也会变成这样子。People
listened to when. To you when you talked.
所以当拉比讲话的时候，大家都听。
You had people give you things and wash your feet as you entered multiple guests' homes.
你呢会有很多人送你礼物，并且你进到人的家里的时候，就会有仆人来给你洗脚。
I think pastors should get that treatment too.
我觉得牧师也应该得到这样的待遇。
You would have the disciples learn from you. You start a school and you would be someone.
所以呢，你就可以有一些门徒跟着你，然后呢，你可以办个学校，做一番事业。There's
a strict process of one who took upon that path.
但是呢，要经过这条道路呢，不是那么容易的。You
first had to be chosen by a rabbi.
第一，你要被一个拉比来拣选。In
school, you first had to memorize the first 5 books of the Old Testament.
在学校的时候呢，你必须要把摩西五经呢都背得滚瓜烂熟。Not
the titles of the book. I have trouble with that.
并不是说那五卷书的书名而已，有的时候我也记不清楚。But
every verse, every word, every letter had to be perfect.
但是呢，每一个章节、每一个经文、每一个字都必须要清清楚楚。If
you could do that, you moved on to the rest of the Old Testament.
如果你这个已经做完的时候，你就去研究其他的旧约经文。
You would know the law, the commands, and everything.
那个时候你就可以知道律法、诫命，还有所有的条规都要知道。
If the rabbi saw that you were able, they choose the top and call them to follow them.
所以如果那个拉比觉得你不错，你是前几名，他们就会选你来跟从他。
There, they learn, grow, and copy just as the rabbi lives.
这个时候呢，他们就跟这个拉比来学习啊，跟他一起长大，模仿他的这个拉比的这个生活。
They will learn the interpretation of scripture and become teachers themselves.
他们也学习的怎么样来解释圣经，自己就变成一个老师。
And then you would challenge other rabbis, asking questions to challenge their teachings.
那就会拉比之间呢，会互相的质问挑战对方。
And then ultimately, you would make laws, and everyone would obey you.
所以到时候呢，你就可以变成大家都来顺服你。
And you see Jesus often in the temple courts, being challenged by other people in authority.
所以我们在经文也看到，耶稣常常在这个殿堂的时候，也被这些其他的人来质问。
You may remember when he was a boy, he was in the temple courts asking the rabbis questions.
我们记得他小的时候，有一次他自己就留在圣殿里面，后来他就跟那个拉比有对话。
He was not there to ask them because he did not know, but he asked them to challenge them.
所以他那时候问拉比的问题，不是说他不明白，而是说他对他有质问。
This was the path of all Jewish boys. It became the ultimate prestige.
这是犹太的男孩子呢最高可以达到的最高声望的地位的职业。
But not every person could do it.
但不是每个人都可以这样做到。
The disciples that Jesus chose were not men of that particular caliber.
所以呢，耶稣所选的这些门徒呢，都没有到达这个水平。
Those who were not able to endure the task resulted in trade, tax collectors, fishermen, and so forth.
所以那些呢，不能够达到这个标准的人呢，就去做生意啊，或者做税吏、渔夫啊等等工作。
So you can get a good light, a good sense of light of the weight of the fishermen.
所以你可以想象渔夫所要承受的是什么呢？
The people of that time were likely talking about fishermen to their children.
可能那个时候那些父母亲就会这样子跟他们的小孩子说。
If you don't study hard, you'll become like those fishermen.
如果你不努力念书，你就会像这个渔夫一样。
Instead of walking among the courts of people to hear you speak, you walk home with a net full of fish.
所以那个时候你就不能够在圣殿里面教导人，而是呢就是撒网捕鱼而已。
Each and every day, those fishermen slowly accept their loss as fishermen.
所以呢，那个渔夫呢，他们就觉得自己是不重要的一员。
Imagine sitting in that boat night after night.
所以我们可以想象，每天晚上就坐在那个船上。
From sundown to morning, casting nets trying to catch fish.
从黄昏到清晨哈，就是在那边捕鱼，希望能够捕到一些鱼。
When Jesus first called out his disciples, it's no wonder how quickly the disciples left their nets and followed Jesus.
所以呢，也一点都不奇怪，当耶稣呼召他们的时候，他们马上就丢下网了，然后跟随耶稣。
In Matthew 4:20, it says, at once or immediately, they left their nets and followed him.
在马太福音四章二十节的经文就说，他们是立刻马上舍了网来跟从耶稣。
Their lives with no glimmer of hope.
他们的生命呢是没有希望的。
They must be thinking to themselves, what was life about?
他们可能自己讲说，到底生命是什么？
As each day passes, they come closer in terms of the reality that is set before them.
所以一天天过去了，他们可能也就接受了这个现实了。
It's as if their life was stranded on a boat in the middle of the lake.
就好像他们的生活呢，就是被这个困在那个那个海上一样。
Wondering if anything more will ever come.
就在想说会不会有更多更精彩的事发生。
Each day washing their nets, going through the routine.
每一天呢，就是洗网，然后捕鱼，就是每天经过这样的这个规律。
It says in Luke chapter 5 verse 2, as they were washing their nets, Jesus came to them and entered Peter's boat.
所以在路加福音第五章第二节就讲说呢，耶稣来到彼得的船上。
Luke chapter 5 verse 2, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon Peter, and asked him to put out little from shore. There he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch.Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and have caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partner in the other boat to come and help them, and they became filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners.
第二节，他看见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船，洗网去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下，从船上教训众人。讲完了，对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助。 他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就伏伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼，他的伙伴西庇太的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对他们说：“西门，不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”
Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people."
所以耶稣就跟彼得说：“你不要害怕，以后你就开始要得人了。”
And verse 11 says, "So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him."
11节，他们就把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
I love how it says that Jesus got into the boat with Simon Peter.
我很喜欢第二节讲的说，耶稣进了这个彼得的船。
Each and every day, the fishermen were stuck and stranded in their lives that felt as if they did all they could, but got nowhere but back at the same place.
就好像那个渔夫呢，就每天都在做同样的事情，然后每天都是这样规律的做。
We see Jesus going to those disciples who came back to shore empty-handed.
所以我们也看到耶稣跟这些门徒呢，他们回到船上到岸上的时候，他们并没有捕着什么鱼。
This is a Savior who seeks.
这个是一个能够寻找失上的救主。
Who does not cease his pursuit when all is lost.
所以呢，不管怎么样，他都要寻找失上的。
When Peter at the end of John 21 had nowhere to turn to, as if they had burned his relationship with Jesus.
所以呢，在约翰福音21章的时候呢，彼得就觉得说，好像他跟耶稣的关系已经了结了。
Who had nowhere to turn to, but because he thought it was over between him and Jesus, he turned back into the boat and back into that empty sea and back into the empty net.
所以呢，彼得也不知道到哪里可以去求帮忙啊，因为他觉得他跟耶稣之间的关系可能就完蛋了，不能继续。然后呢，他就回到船上，也就是空空的船，然后呢，就捕不到任何东西。Jesus
knows the job is not finished with them.
耶稣知道他们的工作还没有完。And
that rebuking, confronting, or talking down at them was not the way to restore them.
所以呢，去责备他们、质问他们的话呢，或者是贬压他们，都不能使他们重建。Jesus
restores the broken who feels like they have nowhere to go but back into the boat.
所以呢，耶稣就重建他们，让他们觉得说，他们虽然无处可去，但是他们还是可以回到船上。
Some of you know my testimony. I've shared it quite a few times.
你们都知道我的见证，我已经讲了几次了。But
I feel it's the crux of how I became a pastor and fully experienced His love.
但是呢，我在成为牧师的这个坎坷的路上呢，我也体验到了神的爱。I
was like Simon Peter as a disciple and have fallen away.
我就像这个门徒彼得一样，我已经也远离了神。For
the longest time growing up, I had no idea on what I wanted to do with my life.
所以从小到大，我都不知道我以后要做什么。I
had absolutely no direction. I saw my friends all had plans and goals and saw their happiness.
我没有任何目标，我看我的朋友，他们都知道他们以后要干什么，他们都非常的高兴。I
prayed and prayed and talked with God. I began to hear His voice telling me that I will serve Him and become a pastor.
所以呢，我就跟神一直不停的祷告，然后我就听到一个声音说：“哦，我会成为牧师来侍奉神。”And
I felt joy, peace, and happiness.
这个时候呢，我就非常高兴，喜乐平安。My
youth pastor told me that he went to Moody Bible Institute, and that is where he started college.
我的这个青年牧师就告诉我说，他去了那个穆迪神学院，然后呢，在那个学校毕业的。
Yeah, it's a Bible college.
那是一个圣经学院。
I was so happy to hear about it and completely filled with joy.
所以我非常高兴，很高兴听到这个消息。
And everything was beginning to line up, and this was during my senior year in high school, so everything was coming together perfectly.
所以这个时候呢，正好是我高中的最后一年，就我已经知道我以后要做什么了，就非常安心。
I applied, prayed a lot about it, and just felt so good about everything.
所以我就去申请了，然后也祷告，就觉得说啊，一切都会变得很美好。
So after I applied, weeks go by, and I start feeling anxious about everything.
所以呢，申请了几个礼拜以后呢，没消息，我就开始有一点焦虑紧张了。
And it took a while for the letter to come, but finally I got it.
所以呢，这个信呢，最终来了。And
I'll never forget what it said when I opened it.
所以我永远不会忘记那个信上写的是什么。
It says, "We regret to inform you that you are not accepted."
就是说，我们很遗憾地告诉你，你没有被接受。
And this is the only college that I applied to, and everything was put into that moment.
所以呢，这是我唯一去申请的一个学校，这个时候就是现实在眼前了。
I was devastated.
我难过的要命。
I began to think perhaps I got mixed up in what God had said.
所以我可能想，是不是我听错了神给我的信息呢？
As I kept pursuing the path, I became weary of the pursuit.
所以呢，在我寻这条路上呢，我就开始有一点担忧了。
Then I began to think, does God even love me?
所以我就开始想，神是不是真的爱我？
Then those thoughts became, does God even exist?
后来就变成说，是不是真的有神？
And not only got him to question my path, but also my faith.
所以呢，后来就不单单是我对我自己的路程，这个心理路程有问题，甚至是我的信仰，我也觉得。
And as I questioned my faith, my life took a road down a hole.
所以呢，在我对我自己信仰有问题的时候，我的生活就开始走下坡了。
All things in my life had no joy, and I saw again my path friends, the path that my friends took.
所以呢，我的生活呢没有任何喜乐。那我看到我的朋友呢，他们都很好。
And I looked at them and said, God loves them, but doesn't love me.
我就说神是爱他们的，但是神不爱我。
I began to curse God. I wasn't happy. Where was God?
我开始诅咒神，然后我就想说，到底哪里有神？神在哪里？
I decided I will live however I want, as rebellious and sinful as I desire.
所以呢，我就开始说，好，我要过我自己的生活。我就开始叛逆。
Through the years, each and every day, though, I was pursuing happiness. But there was some emptiness in my life.
所以呢，经过这些年呢，虽然我是在寻找快乐，但是我呢还是心里非常的空虚。
I thought I was pursuing happiness, but rather coming to the shore empty-handed with empty nets.
所以每一次我认为说可以找到快乐，到后来都还是空手而回。
I went out to sea seeking a life of my own, but always came back more empty and dry.
所以呢，我去过我自己觉得是我要的生活，结果到后来呢，都是更加的空虚。
And I felt there was something earning, but I didn't think I could ever go back to God.
我就觉得说呢，我好像不想要跟神有任何关系。
And that's where Peter went.
彼得也是这样子。
He says, "Let's go back fishing."
他就说，我们去打鱼。
Back to where we were.
回到我们的老样子。
Out of nowhere, a voice calls out to them.
结果呢，就有个声音对他们呼求。
A voice, a phrase familiar to them.
他们非常熟悉的声音。
Verse 5, it says, "Friends, haven't you any fish?"
就是第五节，他就说，小子，你们捕到鱼了吗？
No, they answered.
他们没有。
Those words did not immediately register to the disciples, as their hope was not focused on Jesus, but focused on those empty nets.
所以呢，这些话呢，他们没有马上警觉到，他们的注意力都是在那个空的网子上，而不是在耶稣身上。He
says, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." Verse 6.
就第六节就说，你们把那个网呢往右边撒下去，就可以捕到鱼。
It says, "When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of a large number of fish. Then the disciples, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, 'It is the Lord.' As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, 'It is the Lord,' he wrapped his outer garment around him, jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore." Verse 7.
We don't look.
20, John 21, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Okay. 耶稣对他们说，你们把网撒在船的右边就必得着，他们便撒下去，竟拉不上来，因为鱼甚多。耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说，是主。那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣跳在海里。其余的门徒就叫小船上把那网鱼拉过来，他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼有饼。
Peter was not the one that realized it was Jesus.
不是彼得发现那个是耶稣的。
Perhaps he believed that Jesus would not ever take him back.
他可能认为耶稣都不会再接受他了。
What he did was recompensable because that was the Lord Savior, Jesus Christ.
所以他那个所做的事呢，三次不认主是对耶稣来说是不可饶恕的。
But that's the same Savior who first went into the lake to find them and got into the boat with Peter.
但是呢，这个救主呢，也是第一次呼召他们，然后又进到了又上了这个彼得的船的那个主。
The same Savior who fed them and got on his knees to wash their feet.
这个主呢，也是给他们东西吃，然后也跪下来给他们洗脚。
The one who came from heaven to earth to bear our sins on the cross.
就是这个道成肉身到地上来上十字架来担负我们罪的。
The one Peter denied three times and approached them at sea, yelling out to them and calling them friends.
也是呢，这个三次彼得不认的那个主，然后呢对他们说呢，呼求他们说小子。
This is a Savior who seeks.
这是一个寻求失丧的救主。
When I rejected God, I had done those things that I believed that He would never forgive me.
所以呢，我远离神的时候，我做了一些事情，我认为神永远不会原谅我。
I outright lived in a way to purposely hurt God, like I hated Him.
我呢，就刻意去做一些让神伤心的事情。
I got to the point where I fully comprehended the weight of my actions, and it was solely responsible for what I became.
所以呢，到后来我就真的理解到说，我的行动呢，是我自己要负完全责任的。
I was just sitting in my room as if my life was over and thinking that was it.
我就在我的房间里面就想我的生活就是这样完蛋了，没有任何希望。
I had no hope in anything.
什么事情都没有意义。
At that moment, I just prayed to God and not know if He would hear me or if He existed.
所以那个时候我就跟神祷告，我不知道他会不会听到我的祷告，或者是不是他真的存在。
And when I did that, I experienced His love.His grace and forgiveness.
在那个时候，我就体验到了神的爱、恩典跟他的饶恕。
The entire time I ran from him, he was always there calling out to me.
所以呢，在我在逃避他的时候呢，其实神都是在旁边，一直在这个招呼我。
And that one, there was a moment where I took a job, and there was a youth pastor who was there in my life speaking to me.
所以呢，我后来去找了一个工作，那个年轻牧师呢，年轻牧师呢也认识我的牧师。
In those years that I was away from God, He was always there, right by my side.
所以呢，虽然我逃避神，但是神都是在我旁边。
He was a Savior that seeks.
所以他是一个寻求失丧人的神。
Maybe you, there's something going on in your life.
可能呢，在你的现在生命当中也有一些事情发生。
Maybe you might be running away from God.
可能你也在逃避神。
And you don't think that God would ever forgive you.
你认为神呢是不可能会原谅你的。
And there's this voice in your mind and your spirit that you feel Him drawing towards you.
但是呢，你知道呢，神是要你去靠近他。
Maybe you think, I've done something so bad that He will never forgive me.
你就想说我做的事情实在太糟糕了，神是不可能会原谅我的。
And instead of going to Him, we go back to our old selves.
所以呢，我们不但没有靠近神，反而就是过着自己原来的日子。
And all the while, maybe God is speaking to you. You're just saying, "I'm not good enough."
所以呢，可能你听到神的呼求，但是你说我实在不配。
But the amazing thing is, Jesus says, "It doesn't matter. I'm here to go to you."
但是呢，这个神的恩典呢，就是说，不管你做什么事情，神都要我们。
Peter knew when he saw the abundance of fish to leave that net and swim to shore.
所以呢，彼得看到那些鱼的时候呢，他就马上跳到海里游到岸上。
It was a familiar friend and brother.
那是一个熟悉的这个朋友跟弟兄。
The same friend with whom they shared countless meals together.
也就是跟他们一起吃过无数次饭的朋友。
When Peter swam back to shore to meet Jesus, there was already food waiting for them.
所以当彼得游到岸上的时候，那边已经有食物在等着他们了。
And Jesus not once did he rebuke shame.Or talk down to Peter.
所以呢，耶稣没有一次来指责羞辱彼得。
Jesus didn't even bring it up.
耶稣甚至连提都没提。
But Jesus reminded Peter that he was a savior of love.
所以呢, 耶稣就提醒, 这个彼得,
you may be scared to let go of your nets and go to Jesus.
你可能很, 不愿意放下你手中的渔网, 去见耶稣。
Sometimes your actions have such a heavy weight that you may think it's a burden that we should carry on our own.
有的时候呢, 我们的行为是, 做了一些不可告人的事, 使我们认为说我们只好自己来承担这个重担。
And that if we ever take them to Jesus, we would get a voice, we would not get a voice of rebuke or shame.
所以呢, 如果我们到耶稣面前来的话, 可能呢, 我们就会被指责或者是羞辱。
Jesus knows that weight that you are carrying.
但是耶稣知道你身上所背的重担。
And all he wants is to be, all you want perhaps is just to be found.
可能呢, 就是说要找到你。
He knows a feeling when you are lost out in their sea, how desperate you would be without him.
所以呢, 知道你在, 海上漂流的时候, 你是怎么样的, 需要他。
And perhaps maybe right now, God is calling out to you.
可能现在神就是在对你呼召。
I want us to all just bow our heads, close our eyes, and we will just talk to him right now, silently.
我们每个人现在就低头, 自己来, 安静地祷告在神面前。
If you're running, say to him, I'm running, and I cannot do this anymore.
如果你在逃避神, 你就跟神说, 神啊, 我实在已经没有办法再这样继续下去了。
And tell him what you're going through.
让他知道你现在所经历的事情。
And after 1 minute, I'll close in prayer.
等一下, 姚传道带我们祷告。
Father God, there will be times where we're running away, we're ashamed of what we've done, and we don't think that you would ever welcome us back into your arms. But I pray that we'll never fear you because we know how much you love us and that you seek after us and how desperate we are when we are lost, God. And I pray that we could always turn to you and feel your love, your mercy and your grace and your forgiveness, that you only want to restore us, that you only want to help us, that you feel the pain that we feel when we are not with you, God. May we be connected with you. All the things that we've ever done, may we open them up to you and say to you, God, please take this away from us. And I thank you, God, so much for loving us, for sending your son to die on the cross for our sins so that we could be forgiven, and that we can have a relationship, we can be close to you, and that we can leave off the old self, the self that we were when we were in that boat, but that we can come to you and be connected with you and have a purpose in life after you, God. I pray that for all of us here who are listening, who are maybe not connected with you, that we can turn to you and be connected and know that you are a Savior who seeks, who loves, and will always welcome us into your arms, God. Thank you so much. We love you. And say these things in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.